to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. Oh, the Lord will fulfill His purpose for you and me. His purpose for you and me is a divine plan of winning souls for the Lord Jesus Christ. And He's going to help you and give you the power. We're going to talk about that today. Your love, O Lord, endures forever. Your purpose for me is outstanding. His purpose for you is outstanding, friend. Do not abandon the works of your hands. And I know starting in September, we're starting our 30th year of radio. I never thought it possible. Whoa! But 30 years later, we're still proclaiming the name of Jesus Christ and trusting in the God of the universe. In Psalm 90, verse 17, it says, "Let the favor of the Lord our God be upon us, and do confirm for us the work of our hands." He will confirm and bless the work of your hands. Well, if your hands are in His will, if you're out doing something, well, I got to tell you a story. If you're out doing something that is worldly or is not according to what God has planned for you, he'll get you off that track pretty quickly and discipline you in the process. But it says, it continues with verse 17 of Psalm 90. Yes, confirm the work of our hands. Bring permanence to the work of our hands. Mm-hmm. And
that's good.
You know, Kimberly, I've been using these fingers to type out notes for almost 30 years.
Well, longer than that, because the notes that you were typing were for a different business, not just the radio.
Well, yeah. So that's true. Yeah.
How many years have our hands served us?
Yes, served us. So, Father God, I thank You for blessing the work of the listeners' hands today, mm-hmm. that they don't take their hands for granted. But, Father God, I thank You that they're just kissing the top of their hands and saying, "Thank You, Father, for giving me hands that work, legs that work, a body that is Yours." Mm. And that's why we tell Him, "In Him we live and move and have our being. You are blessed to dispense. Thank You so much for coming alongside us today. And if you would like to listen to Call to Freedom after the live program, and the live program is Monday through Thursday at 1 o'clock. I know some of you are going in your cars and vehicles and you don't remember.
And that's 1 o'clock Mountain Time.
Yes, in the afternoon. Go to resources at www.freedomstreet.org and click on radio shows. And that's under the resources, the heading of resources. And you can download an app to KLTT by going to 670 KLTT Radio. Or you can even find it on Listen Live on our website. Go directly to KLTT.com. And Chris, our webmaster, has made that convenient for you. Also, you can go to the donate button, and it's really easy to give. I hope that you are enjoying these programs that we've given to you. The scripture that we've given to you will help you grow in the Lord Jesus, and that you're willing to give. Yes, I pray that you will see the benefit of planting seed in the kingdom of God. Mm. It's so important for you, my friend, to be a giver. It says it's more blessed. It's blessed to give than to I don't know whether to say the word blessed or blessed. It's more blessed to give than to receive.
Yes.
And we're so grateful for that.
The main idea of that is not just to have a rule in our life of giving and tithing, but to become more like our Heavenly Father. We were created in His image, and He is a generous God.
Yes, He
and
is.
We figure out generosity by practicing it with others.
Amen. Well, I told you here at the beginning, the Lord will fulfill His purpose for you. I want to read a story of a man who has worked almost 50 years, he's into his 46th year, of a vision that he had as a grad student from the University of Washington. And this man, he's a research scientist, and he's big into climate control and all that. And he's been studying glaciers since he was a grad student, okay? And I'm finding that pretty fascinating. Yeah, if you want to go to on a cruise to Alaska and watch the glaciers, they're beautiful, and some of them are sliding into the ocean. But this gentleman has taken it so seriously that he's measuring the melting of the glaciers on Mount Baker, and he's walked 6,000 miles every day poking with his little stick into the depth
of the ice. He didn't walk 6,000 miles every day.
No, over the 46 years,
he's measuring the melting, and 6,000 miles of walking,
poking his little stick into the ice glacier see, and he says you can hear the water running underneath it. Well, folks, that's God. He's such an imaginative God, such a creative God. Mm-hmm. This man has had his children join him and now his grandchildren. And he has lived on grants and income from the U.S. government to do this kind of livelihood. He's shaped his children's lives to be submerged and embrace this, whatever you call it, the melting of the glaciers. And their lives have been involved in something, Kimberly, that has no eternal value.
Right.
None.
Now, yeah. So I hear you saying that, and that's hard to look at where you are. And I'm going to go ahead and just add to it. My sweet daughter is, she is in a, I probably shouldn't have even said daughter. She would be angry if I was giving any information. So just, you didn't hear that, listeners.
No. But, delete.
But she has been dedicating her life for the last 4 years. So it's not 46 years, but actually I think 5 years now that she has been working for Canes. And she called me and she's, Mom, it's bread and fries and chicken. That's all it is. It's bread and fries and chicken.
I love
bread and fries and chicken. Do I want to give my life to bread and fries and chicken? And I'm proud of her for really looking at that and wondering, what am I doing with my life? Mm-hmm. And do I want to stay in this? So her life, you know, bread and fries and chicken, and this
that
man's life.
That is so cute.
Right. This man's life, who's measuring the melting of glaciers for 46 years of his life, it can't be measured, and it does not have eternal value. Bread and fries and chicken does not have eternal value. What we hope for is that in the day-to-day interactions and communications, that these people are hopefully becoming more kind. Maybe their vision is being expanded. Maybe they're starting to question. We don't know, but we just don't know because we're not interviewing these people.
Okay. How many people do you pass or you see on a melting glacier on Mount Baker?
I understand. I kind of wanted to just say that any one of us could look at our life and what we're doing in our life and say, does this have eternal value?
That's good. Yes.
Because
that's right.
We can be stuck in this schedule and this routine and punch in a time clock just so that you can get the money that you need to live, right? Mm-hmm. So when you're doing that for whatever, in whatever vocation you've chosen, whatever path you're on, sometimes it can feel a little bit hopeless because you're just doing the same thing over and over and over. And the hope that we have is that in our interactions, and that includes just being in traffic. We've talked about that a lot in the past. Being in traffic, and what are our interactions every day? You know, every day I was so frustrated and irritated in rush hour traffic when I was challenged to be taking my son every morning in that rush hour to his classes before he had his driver's license. But I was happy I was the one driving because I wasn't ready to let go and say, here, you go do it. He was only 15 at the time, so he couldn't have. But irritated, frustrated every morning. And I finally said, do I want to be like this every day? So the challenge of being in rush hour traffic every day. is one of those challenges. It's a testing of who we are and a refining process to hopefully cause us to become kinder, more gentle, more generous, making way for others, working together, mm-hmm. bringing a unity and a harmony to this world, to this earth. Mm-hmm. And that's an important process.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and some of you have children and you interact with them almost every day. And how's your voice print been most of the time? And that voice print is what they hear from you. Is it anger or is it love and joy, mm-hmm. or is it complaining? Well, you should hear what happened to me the other day. Well, maybe we can begin to ask Holy Spirit to guide our thought processes so that the person who's hearing us will get some joy and peace from what we're saying. The other day I was talking to a lady who's in the hospital, and she was saying, I just can't wait till I'm out of here. And I said, you have a ministry right there with the nurses. Mm. You can be pleasant to the nurses,
right.
Or you can give them an attitude of, this patient doesn't care about me at all.
Right.
And Kimberly, everybody has a ministry of some sorts.
That's so true.
Whether it's in the hospital or mm-hmm. with our children.
Or in rush hour traffic.
Yeah, that's right. Or mm-hmm. with a person sitting with us in the car in rush hour traffic. You know, what do they hear?
Right.
Well, those so-and-sos, get out of my way.
Right.
So it's really important that we look to God for everything, that we, not only in our thoughts, to conform our thoughts to Holy Spirit, but in what we say, that it's with joy. And that's why, Kimberly, in a little bit, a little way, I picked 2 Peter 1, 3 through 5,
that's,
and
so
especially
good.
Verse 3. Mm, mm-hmm. Love this verse. And here's Peter acknowledging and welcoming people. And he's saying, to those who have received and possess by God's will a precious faith by Jesus Christ, grace and peace is spiritual well-being, be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord. Here's verse 3, though, I want you to focus on. For his divine power, and this is from the New American Standard, for his divine power has bestowed on us absolutely everything necessary. Did you hear that? His power has bestowed on you, my friend, everything necessary for a dynamic spiritual life and godliness through true and personal knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and excellence. Boy, there's no downer there.
No.
Boy, there is just absolutely positive things going on in that verse.
Yes, it is saying that God has granted, he has provided everything we need for life.
Mm-hmm.
And for godliness in him. And that means that he has provided the patience that we need mm-hmm. when we need that patience. Mm-hmm. He has provided a way to get back to joy when we have had a discouraging day.
That's right.
He
yes.
has provided all of that. And I think it's a matter of yielding to it. We've got to learn how to respond to his holy presence in our lives.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I know that he has a plan for you, my friend. And you might say, well, you're doing the talking and you've been on radio and you've got a ministry, but I don't. And he does have a wonderful plan. And I realize, because of the daily interactions and the issues that come up in your life, you may not think that God thinks of you on a moment-by-moment basis, mm-hmm. but he does.
Yes.
God wrote the Bible for you. Yes, you listening. And we're getting back to the Bible. I'm so thankful, Kimberly. It was a real work effort when Darren and I first got on the air to get into your Bible on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. People weren't willing to. Mm-hmm. And more people are realizing the Bible is their roadmap for every day.
It's life.
It is. And that's why I provided the Bible guide at the very beginning of our ministry, and also other things that will help you in your daily walk. Romans 4, 23, 24 tells us that God performed this amazing miracle, not only for Abraham, and he, you know, God promised him a son, and he got a son many years later, but he got a son, but not for his sake. He didn't want this miracle just for Abraham's sake, but for our sake also. Listen to this. And because of Abraham's faith, God counted him as righteous. This is Romans 4, 23 and 24. And when God counted him as righteous, it wasn't just for Abraham's benefit. it was recorded for our benefit too,
yes,
assuring us that God will also count us as righteous as we believe in him.
Oh, that's good. We're seeing the thread of his divine power that has granted us everything that we need for this life.
Yes.
We're seeing that thread starting way back then.
Yes.
And now that thread is in our life. And so he gave everything Abraham needed to cause his vision and his gift to come to pass. And that reminds me of Psalm 104, verse 5. It says, "You, our Creator, formed all things, and you hold them all together so they never fall apart." The plan has not fallen apart.
No.
That thread is a divine, supernatural thread, not a flimsy, worldly thread that just breaks under any kind of pressure. So there's not a pressure in this life or in this world that it will cause God's plan to break or unravel. He is holding it all together, and it will come to pass.
Yes, it will. He's led. If you look at the Word of God, my friend, and see what he has done in the Word, and this Word was written for you. Yes, you. And he has led everyone from Abraham to Moses to Joshua, all through the prophets that you read in the Old Testament. And I hope that you are reading through us, with us through the Word this year. I read from Genesis to Revelation in a year. And that includes a lot of the New Testament over again, because that is so rich. But I hope that you are reading a guide of some sorts that will make the Bible more congruent, more complete for you, instead of just skipping around. And God has always provided everything we've needed. Our job is to get rid of the doubt, fear, and unbelief that tries to crowd out God's truth. And as I've tangled with unbelief, Kimberly, and with fear, and I've realized how close the enemy gets to the truth without unveiling his own deceptive and evil ways. He tries to twist that so that our minds think, oh, this sounds pretty good. Yeah, I might follow after that. He knows our weaknesses and really zeroes in on what causes us dismay and anger and discouragement and fear. And what does God do? He sends messages through Holy Spirit saying, give her confidence in what she is trusting and believing in. Keep pointing her to the truth of the Word and the glorious promises that I've shown her. See, Holy Spirit has been sent to each and every believer to tell them the truth. He has been doing that. John 16:13 tells us that the Spirit of truth, truth is what you desire in your spirit, has come to guide you into all the truth. For he does not speak on his own initiative, but what he hears from God and he discloses to you, that is to come.
That truth. That's
yes.
Good. Yeah, so the enemy is constantly trying to distract us.
Yes.
And the Word of God brings us back to the truth, back to the truth. You know, sometimes you can even be reading the Word and feeling like you don't understand it.
Oh, and
there's distraction in it.
I didn't for many years.
Stay with it because the Word of God is alive and active. It's not just a bunch of words that have no meaning or purpose. It is words that are life and truth. It's words that lead the way. And when we have a lot of distractions in this world, and even obstacles, those can feel like mountains. But when we get really, really serious about wanting something different than just the chicken and bread. And fries, right?
when we
get really serious about wanting something more, because, you know, honestly, you can be disgruntled in your work, in your job, whatever you're doing. And if you are working in a kitchen and you're making chicken and fries and bread, then you can get disgruntled and move on to another job and keep moving on to the next job and the next job because you don't like where you're at. But that's not really the way to get serious about who God is and not see the distractions anymore. He has given you everything you need for life, and that means everything to be pleasing to him.
Yes.
It it's not just about a job and making money and what you're doing in that job. It's about what he's given you inside of you, in your character, in your moral excellence, in your patience, in your gentleness, in your mercy. He mm-hmm. has poured that into you so that you can be pleasing to him and reflect God's true nature wherever you are.
That's right.
In whatever you're doing. So some of those things might feel like real mountains to you, and those mountains can be moved when you get your eyes on the nature of God and what he has given you to be pleasing to him.
Yes.
We both really love this song about mountains being moved.
Yes, mountains of unbelief and fear and doubt. And your father does it so well. And he learned it from a guy who was actually delivering pianos with him.
Mm.
You can use, you know, you can live a mundane life and still be an absolute witness for God. And God will pour his spirit into you so that you can be creative and imaginative,
yes.
even moving pianos.
Yes.
So here's John. We're going to hear him someday sing that again.
Yes.
Although the mountains will have been moved.
Right. I believe I see a path in front of me, and now I can walk your path of righteousness forever. That's what this memory verse is talking about mm-hmm. in 2 Peter, first chapter, mm-hmm. and that third verse, that everything we could ever need for life, has already been deposited in us.
Yes.
By God's divine power. And that's the path. The path of righteousness is the path of following the good character, the morals, mm-hmm. the virtues of God.
Yes.
That's the path in every situation that we find ourselves in.
Yes. In Psalm, the psalmist of 119, Psalm 119, verse 105 says, "Your word is a light unto my, a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path."
Mm.
That's the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know of anyone else, well, besides Darren, who carried his Bible everywhere. Your father carried the Bible everywhere.
Yes.
Even when we went on the cruise to the Bahamas,
yeah,
his
it was
Bible
always
was
in his lap.
Always.
Open.
Always in his hand.
Open.
Yes.
And he was
open.
Reading and underlining. And
you yeah. mean he went to the beach? And yes.
Yes,
he did.
And to baseball games and football games. And yes, everywhere.
His word. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Samuel begins his story by saying there was
up during those dark days of the battle of cancer,
mm-hmm.
Kimberly, when he was hurting so badly, never complained. And I know that it was really having a hold on him, on his physical body. And he knew that God was sustaining him in every way.
Yes, there's a supernatural grace that it overrides the natural. And we can be in pain, and you have even experienced this. You can be in pain mm-hmm. in your natural body,
yes.
but the supernatural grace of God, what he has given us
yes.
for all of life, is more than enough.
That's
it's
right.
much more.
Oh, amen. Even Paul said in Romans 8, verse 32, he who did not spare his own son, and we know the pain that Jesus went through, but delivered him up for us all. Delivered him up for you, friend, and for us all. How will he not also with him freely give us all things? That was the promise that he gave Abraham, the promise he's giving
yes.
us, Kimberly, the promise that we have from God, that it's only a season that you're going through if you're going through a real rough time, but keep listening to the Lord.
Yes.
He's got a message for you, a love message for you.
That's right. And stay in his word. That word is alive and active, and it is putting deposits in you that will have a great harvest. It will lift you above your circumstances, just mm-hmm. like the word tells us, on wings of an eagle. You will be above the circumstances mm-hmm. and no longer feel like you are drowning, but you will feel like you're flying.
That's right. Flying like the eagles. God bless you. We're going to talk about this a little bit more, Kimberly. This is so rich. 2 Peter 1, you can read it if you'd like to overnight and be with us tomorrow on the radio program. God bless you and keep you and take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom Ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.